The Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped, Incorporated, Spring 2015 Newsletter. First, a brief note to those who receive their newsletter on cassette tape. This is the last time the Friends newsletter will be produced on cassette. Please pay careful attention to the article that explains how to continue receiving the Friends newsletter. And now, message from the President. Welcome to the Spring 2015 newsletter of the Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped. In this issue of the newsletter, you will find an interview with former NJ Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired, NJCBVI, Director Vito DeSantis, discussing his experiences as a blind golfer, and another article with information concerning this year's golf outing fundraiser. The next meeting of the Friends of the Library will be held on Saturday, June 6th from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, followed by lunch from 12 noon to 1 p.m. at the Joseph Cone Training Center, JKTC, located at 130 Livingston Avenue in New Brunswick, New Jersey, 08901. The meeting room in the basement will be used for this meeting. Directions will appear at the end of this newsletter. Anyone wishing to stay for lunch will be asked to contribute $5 toward the cost of the food. Please call Mary Jo Partica at 609-888-5459 by May 31st to advise her of your attendance. This call helps the Friends plan for lunch. I hope you'll consider joining us for an informative meeting. Please mark your calendars for Saturday, October 10th, 2015, which is the date of NJSL-TBBC's Biennial Fall Festival. TBBC will again partner with the Grounds for Sculpture to host this exciting event. Details on the day's events will be announced in the coming months. This is a friendly reminder that our annual dues for fiscal year 2015 should be sent in now. Please send your dues and donations to the Friends mailing address and write your check out to the Friends of the Library for the Blind and Handicapped. The Friends appreciate your efforts and your participation in helping the NJSL-TBBC meet its goals. A membership form is attached to this newsletter for those who wish to join the Friends or pay dues. Dues are $10 for an individual membership and $25 for a family membership. These dues cover the 12-month period from July 1st to June 30th, 2016. Mary Jo Partica, President. Her email is choirnfb@gmail.com. And that's the end of that article. Meet Vito DeSantis, golfer extraordinaire. Editor's note. Vito DeSantis is the immediate past director of the NJ Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired, NJCBVI, where he served for 12 years. Now retired, he spends as much of his spare time golfing as possible and is an ardent supporter of NJSL-TBBC's annual golf outings. Quote, "Even if you think you can't accomplish something, try it," enthused Vito as he spoke of his love of golf. According to Vito, he decided to play golf 5 years ago because it's a popular game. He finds that golf allows him to play as an individual rather than as a member of a team where each person is dependent on the strength of its members in order to score points. Vito views golf the same way that he sees other things in his life. He has done many things, is not afraid of a challenge, and has an eagerness to learn. Golf is a great equalizer in the sense that whether you have sight or not, you're not hitting the ball if you don't swing properly. As a blind golfer, Vito explained that he is dependent upon the person coaching him. He pointed out that the coach is responsible for making sure that the club face is behind the ball and that the blind golfer is set up properly to hit that little white ball. According to Vito, a coach must also provide a blind golfer a good description of the fairway and how to play each hole so he can have a good feel of the course. Vito noted that golf is not always relaxing and that it can even be frustrating sometimes. However, he concluded our interview by pointing out that a bad day on the golf course is better than a good day in the office. And that's the end of that article. TBBC's fourth annual golf outing. TBBC is excited to announce its fourth annual golf classic to be held on Tuesday, June 16th at the Hopewell Valley Golf Club. Registration and lunch begin at 11 a.m. with a 1 p.m. shotgun start. Registration for individual players is $150, and a foursome can register to play for $580. The cost includes cart, greens fees, lunch, and refreshments on the course, cocktails, dinner, contests, prizes, and auction. The Friends will be donating $1,000 for this year's fundraiser. Our donation will be split between the luncheon and prizes. Each year, this fundraiser nets more money for TBBC services not covered by federal and state funding. If you know anyone interested in golfing, sponsoring, or volunteering, please contact Linda Searcy in the Library's Development Office at 800-792-8322, extension 835, for more information, or go online at www.njstatelib.org/TBBC. Again, that's www.njstatelib.org/TBBC. And that's the end of that article. TBBC Book Club. TBBC hosts a wonderful book club facilitated by Karen Carson. The discussion groups meet quarterly both at TBBC and on the phone. Below are some titles that have been recommended, and the last two were chosen for book discussions. If interested in participation, call Karen at 800-792-8322. Unbroken, a World War II story of survival, resilience, and redemption, DB72129. Lauren Hillenbrand, reading time, 16 hours, 32 minutes. Read by Faith Potts, Biography, War, and the Military. Author of Seabiscuit, DB51968, details the life of Louis Zamperini, born in 1917, an Olympic runner and World War II bombardier who survived a plane crash and 47 days adrift at sea only to become a POW in Japan. Relates Louis's later religious awakening under Billy Graham's ministry. Violence, bestseller, 2010. The TBBC's book club selection for March was Hotel on the Corner of Bitter and Sweet, a novel, DB71540, Jamie Ford. Reading time, 10 hours, 15 minutes. Read by Barry Burnson, historical fiction, family. Seattle, 1986. Newly widowed Chinese-American Henry Lee reminisces about his World War II boyhood when he was in love with another student, Japanese-American Kiko Okabe. Henry recalls visiting the Okabe family, despite his father's objections, during their internment in Idaho and waiting, in vain, for Kiko's return to Seattle, 2009. The book selection for Monday, June 1st, is Guilt, an Alex Delaware novel, Jonathan Kellerman, DB76256. Jonathan Kellerman. Reading time, 11 hours, 20 minutes. Read by David Hartley Margolin. A toppled tree reveals a baby's decades-old skeletal remains. As LAPD detective Milo Sturgis and psychologist Alex Delaware search for a way to identify the victim, an oddly polished, more recent infant skeleton is found nearby, as is a female corpse. Strong language and some descriptions of sex, 2013. And that's the end of that article. A heartfelt thank you. The Friends would like to thank the following people for their very generous donations: Mary Gleason and Carolyn Woodhead. And that's the end of that article. Options for reading the Friends newsletter. Since the NLS cassette players are being returned to TBBC, and many patrons no longer have the means to play even standard speed cassettes, The Friends are discontinuing this format of our newsletter as of this issue. The newsletter will still be available in large print, email, on our website, which is http://friendsnjlibraryfortheblind.org. And for those who do not have computers, by telephone on Newsline. You can access these newsletters with a Newsline subscription and a touch-tone telephone. If you do not have a Newsline subscription, contact Reader Services at the New Jersey Talking Book and Braille Center at 800-792-8322 to get signed up for a Newsline subscription. If you have a Newsline subscription but do not remember your login information, contact Christian Riel at the above number extension 821. Once you have secured your login information, dial into the service by calling 888-882-1629 or the local dial-up number provided to you for accessing the service. Follow the prompts for logging in and reading the newsletters. Choose Option 2 off the main menu for your state's information channel, followed by Option 4, the New Jersey information channel, and then Option 11 for the Friends newsletters. Happy reading! Please check out our website for information on community services as well as present and past copies of our newsletters at http://friendsnjlibraryfortheblind.org. And that's the end of that article. Directions to the next meeting. The address, JKTC, Joseph Cone Training Center, 130 Livingston Avenue, New Brunswick, New Jersey, 08901-2421. The cross street is Seaman Street, S-E-A-M-A-N Street. From the north, south on Route 1 to Route 18, heading toward New Brunswick. Get off at Route 18 at the New Street ramp. Turn slight right onto New Street, NJ 26. Take the second left onto Livingston Avenue, NJ 26. Turn left onto Seaman Street and left into the JKTC parking lot. From the south, north on Route 1 to Livingston Avenue, NJ 26, toward New Brunswick. Turn right onto Seaman Street and left into the JKTC parking lot. And that's the end of that article. And now I'll read the information that is required on the Friends of the NJ Library for the Blind membership form. They ask for your name, your address, your city, state, and zip code, your telephone with the area code, your email address if you have one, and your preferred media format, and you choose between large print email or none, I will read online. Then they ask whether you're eligible for TBBC services, and that's a yes or a no. And then the dues, individual member, $10, family membership, $25, and then there's a line for donation if you choose to do so. The next line asks if you're making a donation to make it in memory or honor of a particular name, and to send an acknowledgement for a memorial gift to, and they ask you to provide the name, address, city, state, and zip code. And then the last thing that they ask for is to check whether or not you have made a bequest to TBBC in your or the Friends in your will. Please return this form together with your check payable to the Friends of the NJLBH, Post Office Box 434, Woodbridge, New Jersey, 07095. And that's the end of that article, and that's the end of the Spring 2015 Friends of the Library newsletter.